We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from the studios of WMIE 91.5 FM. And we want to thank you for tuning in today to the Refresh radio broadcast. And we want to give a shout out to Bill Andriak with Creative AC Solutions. 759-3284, Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. If you have any problems with your heating or air conditioning, you can give him a call, and that would be a major blessing to them. And he's also been able to save some of the customers that have called from the radio program. He's been able to save them money compared to what they were told by other people, where they were told that they needed an entire system replacement, and it turned out that they were able to repair what was going on. So we want to just say thank you to Bill and Creative Air Conditioning Solutions for helping us to continue to get the Word of God on the air. Today, I just want to talk to you. I want to take you into the book of Psalms, Psalms 118. We're going to deviate just for a little bit from our Give Us This Day, but only from a minor perspective. I do want to remind you that tomorrow we have our vintage service at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we are preaching our way through the book of Isaiah right now and praying for miracles. And I want to thank Stephanie Booth. She filled in for me last week in the vintage service. And then if you have boys and girls that you would like to be discipled in the Word of God, we'd like to invite you to come out to our family night service at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. It runs from 6:30 till 7:45, and we teach them the Word of God, but also have a good time doing it. And then we also have a ladies class that meets in our upstairs. And so we maximize the use of our facility the best we can on Wednesday night. So today I want to take you to Psalm, the 118th chapter. I want to read to you verse number 21, and it says, "I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And so if you have asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, I want you to know that he has become your salvation, and we have a responsibility on this day to praise him because he's answered our cries for salvation. See, Jesus was the stone which the builders rejected, which it talks about in verse number 22, and yet God has made him the chief cornerstone. And in verse number 23, it says, "This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." And I just want to declare to you today that God can take what looks to be like a massive rejection or a massive failure or a massive weakness or a massive defeat. He can turn that around, and he can do something marvelous in that situation. And I want to preach to you today. I want to teach to you here on the radio about faith, that God is able to turn the situation around. And so verse number 24 says, "This is the day," February the 10th, 2015, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And so I just want to talk to you a little bit today. A lot of times you hear pastors on the radio, and you might think that we never have a problem, never have an issue that arises in our life. And I want you to know that that is just not the reality at all. In fact, last week ended up being a surprise week for me because I did not realize the things that I was going to encounter. I didn't have them on my agenda. And so I remember that, you know, when I was in here, I believe it was for Friday's broadcast, that I had been talking about healing and went to the passage about where Paul was praying for this messenger of Satan that had buffeted him to be taken away from him, and yet that didn't happen. And God said, "My grace is sufficient for you." And so last Tuesday, my wife made an appointment for me because when I got up to preach a week ago Sunday, my left eye was kind of blurry. And so Monday she had some medical situations that she was dealing with, some tests that she had to undergo, and that left me, needing to drive her. And so as soon as she could on Tuesday, she called, for me and made an appointment. And, I want you to know that the devil will attack you at every turn. I was driving down the road. My son had called and said, "Hey, can you help me out here?" And it's like, "Sure, no problem." And so I headed down to his house. And as I was sitting there, got right outside his house, all of a sudden my van broke down. And so we dealt with that. And, you know, I ended up having to call a tow truck and all of that. And I managed to get to my eye doctor appointment. And I thought, you know, this is probably just, you know, a busted blood vessel or something like that. And all of a sudden, the doctor looks at me, very, very pleasant doctor, and says, "You have a detached retina, and you need emergency surgery." And so it was like, "Oh, wow, well, that's that wasn't in the schedule." it really wasn't. And so I said, yes, I made some phone calls, and anyway, they weren't able to get me in on that Tuesday, but on Wednesday, I went and saw an eye doctor. And I want you to know that when I'm sharing this with you, I'm sharing this with you from a faith perspective, because in between the doctor appointment where I was diagnosed and the doctor that was going to provide the solution, God gave me a promise, and I'm clinging to that promise that the sight in my eye, listen, the doctor that diagnosed the problem said, "We need to get you in for emergency surgery so that we can save some of your vision." Those were their exact words, "Save some of your vision." And so when I went home that night, I had my audio Bible on, and I awakened and to a verse that was playing. I because it was a little difficult to read, I was listening to the Word of God, and it said, "The eye of one who sees clearly." It was Balaam, and he was prophesying, and this was when he was blessing Israel, and he said, "The eye of one who sees clearly," and it was out of the book of Numbers. And I'd been asleep up until that point, and I was awakened at just that point, and I said, "You know what? I am going to claim that. I am going to believe God that this is not going to be a partial restoration. This is going to be a complete restoration." And so that's what I did. I started claiming that, started believing it, and I was told to be at the doctor's office 7:45 the next morning. We got there at 7:30. And they got me in, and the doctor's first words were, "You should have come and seen me sooner. You should have come and seen me sooner." And the only problem was with that was I didn't know what the symptoms were that I was supposed to be looking for. So I said, "Well, I wish I'd come in sooner, but you know, I didn't get here sooner." And I got to thinking about that, and I wonder how many times people are going to come to Jesus, and Jesus, you know, in his great mercy, he's not going to say this to us, but in reality, to each one of us, he would say these words, I wish you had come to me sooner. I could have done so much more with your life had you come to me sooner and asked me to forgive you, not in your 80s, not in your 70s, not in your 60s. If you had come to me as a child, what could I have done with you? I could have done so much more. I wish that you had come to me sooner. And so today, I want to preach to you today. I want to ask you, if you're not right with Jesus, what are you waiting for? This last Sunday, I got up and I preached. I'll tell you a little bit more about the scenario here as we go along. I just want to take some time and share with you some things that are going on in our life, because our congregation looks at this as a spiritual attack. And the spiritual attack, by the way, I spent some time watching a YouTube video of Christine Kane, and she was sharing all of the things that she had gone through. She was on her birth certificate, it said that she was unnamed. On her adoption certificate, it said the reason she'd been put up for adoption was because she was unwanted. And then she applied to run a non-governmental organization to try and stop human trafficking, and they told her she was unqualified. And she said this. She said, because of the God who lives inside of me, Jesus Christ, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The devil on his best day was not able to defeat Christ in me on my worst day. And so I just want to share with you today that if you have been under attack, our congregation, they're the ones telling me this, Pastor, this is just an attack. My wife, my daughter, their first response is, you know, we just believe that our church is on the brink of revival, on the brink of breakthrough, and we just look at this as an attack of the enemy to try and prevent or get us distracted from the heart of God, and that it's just not going to happen. And so if you have not asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life, I want to encourage you to do so. This last Sunday, now, if you were to see me right now, you would say, because the reason I know this, because about everybody has said this to me when they see me for the first time and don't know what's going on. What happened to you? What happened to you? And so then when I tell them, it's like, well, what's with all of this? And it's because that's what the doctor told me that I needed to do. And so on Sunday morning, I went to church, and my wife told me, she said, are you going to preach? And I said, yes, ma'am. The doctor cleared me to preach. I have a word to preach, and I am going to preach the word of God. And so she said, okay, but you've got to maintain the get up, the preventive healing apparatus that the doctor has prescribed for you. And it's like, okay, I can preach this way. I told my congregation, I said, you know, I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach in faith. I'm going to preach this, and if this neck brace that I'm wearing, if it distracts you to the point, just let me know and I'll move behind the screen, because I don't want anything distracting from the word of God. And so I was just going to be back and come out when it was time to preach, but God spoke to me and he said, no, I want you up on the front row where you always are, and I want you praising me just the same way as you always have. And that's what I see here in Psalm 118, that today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, not because there are no problems in our life, not because there are not circumstances or difficulties or obstacles that we're facing or relationship problems that we're dealing with, not because everything is perfect or hunky-dory in our life, but because Jesus Christ died on a cross for my sins. He rose from the dead on the third day and has ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he has been made the chief cornerstone. That is why we can rejoice and be glad in him. And so today I want you to know that even though it is a little bit of a challenge, that today we're going to continue to preach the word. We're going to continue to preach healing. We believe in healing. I believe in divine healing. And I will tell you this, that the timeline that the doctor has laid out, we are superseding that timeline. It is moved from I wish you would have come and seen me sooner to now I have caught up in the healing process and the restoration process to people who started on the journey 2 days before me. And so we give God all the glory and all the praise, and we believe that it is an answer to prayer. So anyway, the doctor comes in and she says, you know, you should have come and seen me sooner. And today I just want to tell you, don't delay any longer. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You say, well, how can you say that when you're going through the fiery trial that you are? Listen, the Bible says that the things of this life are just light and momentary afflictions compared with the glory that God has stored up for us. And so I'm not going to let something like this, I mean, that caused me to get discouraged in my faith. That's folly. You know, Job's wife said, you know, well, you should just curse God and die. And, you know, that's just absurdity. This is something. In fact, I was watching Charles Stanley the other night, and he said, you know, when Paul was thrown in prison, Paul had such a very busy calendar that how else was he going to slow down long enough to write the prison epistles that have been blessing the church for 2,000 years? And so my approach to this, well, let me fast forward just a little bit. So the doctor begins to prescribe what our options are. One of them was surgery that would leave me on my face for, I think it was something like 8 weeks. The other would leave me, was, you know, a little bit easier. But she said, this process requires a greater level of compliance than what the first one requires compliance. The second one requires even greater compliance. And I said, you know what? I am a man under mission, and the mission at this point in time is to see my sight restored 100%. And so my goal is to be the most compliant person that you could see. And anyway, they prescribed the second treatment. I said, let's pursue that option. And that's the way that we have gone. And that treatment is the reason that I have the get up that I'm in, is because it's my head has got to be maintained at a certain position in order for that treatment to be the most effective. And so I want to be very, very compliant. So they begin the treatment, and she says, okay, now you've got to keep your face down for 24 hours. You get a 15 minute break each day. And so I did that. And she said these words. She said, I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're in the car. I don't care if you're at home. I don't care if you're at work. I don't care where you are. If you're in the doctor's office, you have got to maintain this position if you want to be healed. And so because I had never heard of anybody my age really going through this just out of the blue like this, I recognized her as the expert, and I said, whatever the expert tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And I want to ask you today, how many of us have that same approach when it comes to the Word of God? That we recognize that God is the author of life. He is the creator of life. He's the one that knows how life should be done in order for it to be accomplished successfully. And yet we, in our man's wisdom and our carnal knowledge, or this knowledge and wisdom of this world, we think we've got it figured out better than God. And so we go and undo it and try and do it our way instead of God's way. And then we are perplexed and bummed because we don't get the outcome that God promised. But in the meantime, we're not doing things the way that God said. If there's an area of your life, if there's something that God's told you to do and you haven't done it, I implore you. I'm asking you with the greatest intensity and with the greatest heart of compassion that I can, please bring your life into obedience to the Word of God. It is so much better when you do that. And so the lady said, you know, I need 100% compliance from you. And she said, I don't care if you're in the doctor's office. I don't care where you are. You've got to keep your face down. And so I did that. And I want you to know, for somebody who's as active as I am and as mobile as I am, see, I think one of the greatest inventions in the world was the cordless telephone. Prior to that, the extra long phone cord, you know, where you could go, where, you know, I most of the time when I'm in the church office, I'm walking around and talking. I don't sit very well. And so now during that 24 hours, I go home and I'm told that I've got to stay face down. And so that's what I did. And I put on my audio Bible and I was listening to the audio Bible for an hour. And then I would have praise and worship going for an hour. And then I would have an hour where it was just me and God, and we were talking and having fellowship. And God spoke to me during that hour. And he said, you know, during this process, this is just going to be a season where you and I are going to be loving on one another. And I want you to know, I haven't looked at this process as a setback. I am looking at this as a launching pad into a greater intimacy with Jesus than I've ever known before. And so I went, I did those things. I am blessed with a wife who is going to make sure that I am complying, because she wants to make sure that I continue to see how beautiful she is. And so I want to continue to see that as well. And so I did those, I did everything. And so I have an iPhone, it's got a timer on it. And so 45 minutes, I would set the timer and it would go off. And then I would take my 15 minute break. And at night, I don't sleep with my face down very often. And so I wasn't sleeping real well. And during that 15 minutes, I'd set the timer again and for 15 minutes, and I would change positions, and I would sleep for 15 minutes. The timer would go off and right back into the position. So the next day I had to go to the doctor's office, and there were all these people around, and I found a position that was very comfortable for me and enabled me to keep my face down. It was kneeling on my knees with my head flat in a chair. And you know what? I didn't care who saw me. I didn't care what I looked like. I just knew this, that the doctor who was helping me to regain my sight said that that was what I needed to do in order to regain my sight. And so it really didn't matter what anybody thought of me at that time. And all of a sudden I heard this familiar voice, the voice that had told me that compliance was necessary, and said, what is going on with him? And they said, you said he had to keep his head down wherever he went, and he's keeping his head down. And she said, now that is what I call compliance. And so then she said, you know, let me move you in here into this other room here. And we went in there, and you know, she saw that I meant business. And when she had told me that I would be in that condition for a couple of days, but 24 hours after the first time I had seen her, she said, the retina is 90% back in position. And now I need to put you in a different position. You've already moved up to the second stage. You're ahead of the timeline. And I want you to know that I believe that God is in the healing business. He is taking me through the healing process. And I give him all the glory and all the praise. I thank God for the doctor. There are some people that might not be thrilled with the approach that this doctor has with them, because very, very straightforward, very straightforward. And some people want to be patted on the head. Some people want to be told, you know, just how rough it is. But this doctor says, I have a solution. And if you will do what I say, we are going to see positive results. And so my attitude is, don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what I need to hear. And that's what I'm going to do. And so very, very thankful. Want to tell you that the next day I went in and she said, congratulations, you are now, your retina is now 100% back in position. And now we're ready to move on to step three. And that is where we put your retina back together. And so I went in and she said, now this process here, this is going to hurt. And you know, I don't know too many people who just enjoy pain just for the sake of pain. But for me, at that point in time, there were two options. One was endure the pain and regain my sight, or the other was to avoid the pain and stay blind. And I want to encourage you today not to put off the discomfort. You know, some people are ashamed of their relationship with Jesus. What if other people see me? What if they don't, you know, if they make fun of me? You know what? There's not any joke that anybody could tell me right now that my wife and daughter have not already told me. They are loving on me. They're taking good care of me, but they're making sure that I laugh during this process as well. And, you know, I just want to encourage you that we need to be more confident in our faith, more certain in the way that we walk, and knowing that as we walk the way that Jesus instructs us to walk, that even as society may not understand, even if it looks a little embarrassing, even if it puts us in an awkward circumstance, that somewhere somebody is going to say, you know what? They are doing things in a different manner than other people do them, and I want what they've got. Today, folks, Jesus Christ is on the throne. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. He is your Savior. He's my Savior. He's your healer. He's my healer. And today, I am not ashamed of the power of the gospel of Christ, or I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Today, may you and I be committed to walking in faith and obedience to Him. Just close out today's broadcast, let you know I am doing well. I'm not in pain, never was in any pain, but except for when they lasered it back together. That hurt. I'm not going to lie to you. That was painful, but God got me through it, and I'm going to come out of this thing seeing better, and understanding life a lot better than I have before. So today, I just want to pray for you, because you might be going through things I don't know about, but God does. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, just as I was going through things that the listeners didn't know anything about, God, today there may be listeners who are going through things that I don't know about. May you be glorified in each and every step of the way. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.